Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Chulin, Perek Dalet, and Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah Asar, we learn B'schos Asar Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Finders, Ziva Kahogon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now the previous Mishnah we brought up this idea, we're going to pick up discussing in a few Mishnayas regarding mother animals shechted, baby animals found inside, and how it does not require Shechita at all. And as part of that discussion, we said, let's say the mother was giving birth and the animal stuck out part of its body and then brought it back inside. Is it still considered part of the mother or not? And so here we have this din regarding Bechaira. We know that a firstborn male animal of a kosher animal is considered a Bechar. It's Kadosh Mei Rechem, meaning the moment it's born, it has its Kedusha and has to be given to a Kayin as a Karbon. And so we have the same concept of, let's say the mother was in the process of giving birth and this fetus, this baby animal, stuck part of itself outside. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Hamvakeres Makasha Leilid. We have some Vakeres, meaning she's giving birth to her firstborn. She's having challenge, she's having difficulty giving birth. Mechatech Ever Mashachal Klavim. The person, if he wants, could cut the animal to pieces limb by limb and throw them to the dogs. Even though once the animal is born, it has Kedusha's Bechar and has to be given to a Kayin, since it hasn't been born yet, just one limb came out and he cut it off. Another limb came out and he cut it off. So he's allowed to benefit from it and he could give it to the dogs. Hariyatz Rubai, once the majority of the animal came out, Harizi Kaber, that has to be buried, Vinifterim Rechaira, but it's Pata from Bechar. We continue discussing this din of a fetus or baby animal inside its mother's stomach and what its status is now in regards to Tome and Tahara, because we know that an animal that dies without Shechita is called Nevela and it's Tome. So the Mishnah tells us, Behema Shemesu Bar B'Soich Me'al, if an animal's fetus died inside its stomach, Vahishit Aroyaz Yadav Nagabai, and the shepherd put his hand inside and touched this dead baby animal, Behema Behema Tameah, Behema Behema Tahara, whether or not it's a kosher or non-kosher animal, Tahar, he's Tahar, because since the baby is still inside the mother's stomach, even though it's dead, it's not considered Nevela. However, Yisagliyam, where he tells us, Bitmeya, Tame, Bitahira, Tahar. If it's a non-kosher animal, so then the fetus is Tame, but if it's a kosher animal, the fetus is Tahar, and this machlok is how to understand the Pasuk. Now discussing the same case just in regards to a person, a woman, her baby died inside her womb, Loilenu, she had a miscarriage, and Upashta Chayas Yadav Nagabai, the midwife put her hand inside the woman and she touched this dead baby, the midwife is tame 7 days, which means it's considered like she touched a regular dead person, a corpse. However, isha taharat sheyetzeh vlad, the woman herself, she's tahar until the child comes out of her, because the child's still considered part of her. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Dalon, and hey, continue to discuss animals. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.